be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Healing from the Heart with your host, Chris Chimbers. Our focus in this series is to help you understand the energetic landscape within each of us. Energetic healing helps us release negative energies and limiting beliefs, which prevent us from living life to the fullest. Chris is a healing practitioner who has helped many people connect with their heart and live their dream. Now, here is your host, Chris Chimbers.
Hi there, this is Chris Chimbers with Healing from the Heart on Voice America. Welcome to the show today. Today we're going to look at a few things. We're going to do this magazine style. We'll have a few short segments and one main segment, which is going to look at The Emotion Code by Dr. Brad Nelson. Dr. Brad will be my guest next week, and he will be talking about his work. So today we're going to look at an overview of the Emotion Code, which was my introduction to energetic healing. And I'd like to start off, before we get to that, with a tribute to a lady who has influenced many, many people. Her name is Louise Hay. And many years ago, she wrote a little book called Heal Your Body. And it was talking about the connection between physical illness and mental issues, mental beliefs, and what she called the metaphysical causes of physical illness. And I found that was outstanding. For me, I was able to, it was written as a list, and in the later printings, there's still that list, although it's been expanded a lot. And I'll just give you an example of how the book is mapped out. So if you have a problem with, let's say, arteries, and she'll say that the arteries carry the joy of life. So it gives you an understanding of the symbolism there, of the blood going through the arteries, and how that is symbolized as the joy of life. And the affirmation that one can use to heal is, I am filled with joy. It flows through me with every beat of my heart. So Louise was a pioneer in making that connection between different illnesses and even the parts of the body and what they represented. And if you don't already have this book, the latest version is called You Can Heal Your Life. And it includes the original Heal Your Body plus much more. And Louise is just a beautiful person. She founded her own publishing company, Hay House. It's a wonderful publisher, and this book is for me a must-have for any serious student of healing. Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. Beautiful book. So today I'm going to offer three free emotion code sessions, and the way that will work is I'll invite you to email me at info@heartfreedom.ca. Send me an email and just tell me that you've heard me on Voice America and you'd be interested in having a free emotion code session. And on Monday, I will pick three individuals and I will contact them and we will have our free sessions. So that will be coming up and I'll remind you of that a couple more times during the hour. So we're going to go now to the emotion code. And one way to start on this is the worldview, the view of the world that we have. If you go back about 1,000 years, it was commonly believed that the Earth was flat, which is a very logical belief. You know, we don't see any curve to the globe. We see what appears to be a flat Earth. So naturally, that was the commonly held belief. And it was very much reinforced by society, by the church. And finally, we had the greats who came up with or rediscovered the idea of it being a globe and orbits and everything. However, those people who came up with the idea, such as Copernicus and Galileo, were seriously criticized, attacked, and it was attempted to make them recant, take back that belief. But every time there's a breakthrough, there's always difficulty at the beginning. It's normal. There's typically resistance to new ideas. And unfortunately, that is an aspect of our society, of our way of thinking, is we resist change and we resist new ideas. Now, today, I'd like to contrast the materialistic view of the universe with the energetic view. A materialistic person will say, he will look at things as solids. He will see things as dense. He will tend to name things and define things as being objects. He enjoys machines, things that are mechanical, that can be taken apart and rebuilt and very easy to understand. He likes things that are very clearly defined. And of course, part of that is having a great belief in limitation. This ends here, and the other thing begins there. So that's all part of that view. And an example of that in nature would be a rock, something very hard and solid and very clearly dense and having the form. If we look at the energetic view of the universe, we're looking more at movement, a flow. We're looking at energy. We're looking at something that's changeable. It's growing like nature grows. It extends itself. And it has no limits. And my example for that would be the wind. The wind comes up, the wind dies down. It's unpredictable. Tomorrow it might be a gale. Today there might be nothing. So the energetic and the materialistic view of the universe are very, very different. And they both have truth. However, the energetic view is not the one that we typically look at. We don't tend to think of our lives as having an energy or a flow. We tend to basically think, many people do, of I'm here to accumulate, I'm here to acquire more things. Some people say more toys. And the energetic view, as a healer, I see everything as energy. And I see things change. We are not the same as we were a week ago. We have had new experiences. So there's a flow to that. There is change all the time. And when I work with someone for healing, I'm working with them as they are right at that moment. So we're working in the now. We're not going back 30 years and analyzing what happened in their life. We're dealing with the energy that they're carrying right now. So that's the work of energetic healing, is working with the person as they are in the present. So we're going to go on now to that's my preamble, to the emotion code. So Dr. Nelson was the discoverer of what he calls trapped emotions, which are energies that we have held on to, mostly not knowing. Sometimes we are aware of them, sometimes we aren't. But they get in our energetic field. So the energetic field is the if you've ever seen an acupuncture chart, they're called meridians, and the energy is flowing through the meridians through the body, and that's punctuated by the points where they put the needles, and those are energy points. Now, trapped emotions will lodge in the body in various places. The subconscious mind, again, which is running the body, is in charge of managing all that energy. And it will decide that if I have a trapped emotion, let's say of anger right now, it's going to decide where to put it. What would be the best place to put it? And we don't really understand why this happens, but it does place the energy in a certain location. It could be in the abdomen, could be in the head, it could be in the throat, could be in the arm. And when enough energy gets trapped in a certain place, we start to have pain. We start to have a blocked energy flow. And there may even be disease. If it's an organ, the organ may become diseased. So, and certainly that negative energy, that trapped energy, is supporting the disease. So we do not talk about diagnosing or treating disease. We're dealing with the energetic imbalance that contributes to the disease or the pain. So that's an important thing to mention about the energy work. So we're dealing with the trapped emotions. So a trapped emotion is seen as a spherical energy, round, and it can be as big as a softball in the energetic body. And if you have a lot of this, you can just imagine the amount of distortion that is in your energy field. And I've certainly helped a lot of people release much of that energy. And you feel incredibly clearer, and you actually feel space. That's a good word for it, especially when the heart wall is cleared. You feel this amazing space around your heart. But that we'll get to in a little bit. So trapped emotions can be inherited. They can be experienced in the moment, and they can even be absorbed from another person. If another person in the room has this great outburst of energy, it definitely affects the other people, and sometimes other people can actually trap an emotion because of that. So that's our intro to the trapped emotion, and we're giving a brief overview today of the emotion code. The next thing, I did talk about it last week, the conscious mind versus the subconscious. In case you were not listening, the conscious mind represents about 10% of our mind power, but the subconscious represents about 90%. So in our work here, we're working with the whole mind. We're working with the conscious and the subconscious. And that was a distinction that I found working with certain coaching methods, which were only dealing at the conscious level. And they were really, in my opinion, not effective. So healing, in my opinion, is far better when we bring the subconscious mind into the picture. And in this healing work, the subconscious mind actually will reveal to us what is in the landscape of the individual. What is sitting there out of sight or under the radar. The communication with the subconscious is actually becomes quite easy when you start to get into it. And the more experienced the healer, the easier the contact is. So again, I always advise you to start off with a practitioner. It doesn't mean that you have to stay with them for the rest of your life, but to get started in the process, to learn the process, it's always good to work with a practitioner. So the subconscious has the knowledge. It has the memory of everything that's happened to us all through our lives. It remembers. And it doesn't judge. It just stores the memory, and it stores the emotions while it manages the body, and it tries to keep the body going despite all this energy that's stored there. Now, to get information from the subconscious, we need to ask questions. And so how do we ask the questions? This is where the subconscious body connection is quite beautiful. The body can relate, it can connect to the subconscious's information and give responses to questions which are in the form of yes or no, such as, is there a trapped emotion we can release today? And then through the muscle test, we will get a yes or a no answer. The way a beginner can start, and the easiest method that we all find, is called the sway test. I described it briefly last week, and it involves standing up 2 feet square on the ground, and you think of something very positive, like someone you love very, very deeply, and stand still, and you'll notice yourself start to sway forward because there's an attraction. So something that you're attracted to, your sway will be gently forward. And if you think of something terrible, like a plane crash, stand there and you'll notice that you sway backwards. You sway away from that. So the sway test will give you a yes, the yes, which is the forward sway, or the no, which is the backward sway. And it's very simple system, but then reality is far more simple than we know. So that's our contact with the subconscious. And there are many other ways of testing, which is gone on. It's part of the emotion code training, but there are many tests. The practitioner can test the client, usually by testing the arm. I'm not going to go into that today. But that's the best way, is when you have two people involved in a muscle test. My own test, my own sway test, may be influenced if I'm involved in the situation. Like if it's something that I'm trying to decide and I have a bias towards one way or the other, I may not get good testing on that because I'm involved. So if I were asking a question about something I should do, I would want to test with another individual who's not part of the situation, who's basically neutral. We're going to take a break now, so we'll be back in a few minutes with Healing from the Heart on Voice America.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Do you dream of living your life to the fullest? Are you open to the possibility that what is missing from your life may be related to beliefs, programs, and emotional energy trapped inside you? Heart Freedom offers individual sessions with energetic healer Chris Chimbers to help you release the unwanted energy that holds you back. Let your heart become an active player in your life. Energetic healing is discreet, gentle, and gets results. Beautiful dreams come true when your heart's powerful energy is working to make them real. Would you like to free your heart and experience life without emotional baggage? Visit our website at www.heartfreedom.ca and book your appointment today. The life you've dreamed of is within your reach. Take that step and visit heartfreedom.ca today.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Healing from the Heart. To reach Chris Chimbers or today's guest, please call into our program
at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll free, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to info@heartfreedom.ca. Now, back to Healing from the Heart.
Hi there, we're back with Healing from the Heart. This is Chris Chimbers on Voice America. And today we're looking at the healing method called the Emotion Code. We've been talking about, we started off with Louise Hay, my little tribute to Louise. And now we're looking at the method of the Emotion Code. We're giving a brief overview. Next week we'll be having Dr. Brad Nelson, the originator of the method, on as my guest. So today we're having a preview of what he does. So the last thing before break we were looking at was the sway test and how that's accurate for an individual testing. And then we want to test sometimes the, if we're working with the client in person, we test usually by the arm, pressure on the arm. But that's, again, that's included in the Emotion Code training. Now, Dr. Brad has a free offer right now on his website, drbradleynelson.com, and he's offering a free download of some of the introductory material, including the Emotion Code chart. And it's a free offer. It's a beautiful offer, and I invite you to look at that. It's on drbradleynelson.com. So as I said, we're looking at how to test the muscle, which gives us the connection with the subconscious. So the subconscious can then speak to us through the body test, as long as the question was asked that it can be answered yes or no. So that's how we operate. We basically find that the testing is amazingly accurate. Some people do have problems testing at the beginning. Some people are basically from lacking confidence in the process. So one has to practice. So it's not a thing that you learn overnight. And the sway test will give you the fastest results that are quite accurate in the shortest amount of time. So the next discovery of Dr. Brad's is called the heart wall. And this was a very significant one. There's quite a great story which he can tell about it, how he discovered it. But the heart wall is an energy field, a group of trapped emotions, which the subconscious builds around the heart. And it's generally in response to a trauma or a hurt. And it's supposed to protect the heart from pain. That's the idea. However, it also stops the heart from expressing love and giving love. So it is problematic. And we see all kinds of heart walls in our clients. Some are really huge. Some have hundreds of trapped emotions, and some may have a few. I've seen heart walls made up of one emotion. So whenever we clear the trapped emotion from the heart wall, we're lessening the heart wall. And eventually we come to a point where it does get released. For some people, quickly. Some people, it takes much longer. But when it's released, there's a definite feeling of space, of freedom, and you connect with that loving feeling right away. So that's the magic of the Emotion Code, is clearing the heart wall. It's usually one of the first things that we look for when we start with a client. So the heart wall, the heart has been found to be a very strong, have a very strong field. The magnetocardiogram measures the magnetic field of the heart. And the average for a person is 12 feet. The heart is sending out 12 feet of energy. It's a very powerful thing. And in terms of the organs in the body, it has no comparison. You know, we look at it mechanically, you'll say, well, it's a pump. Well, it's the seat of the subconscious. It is really the most important organ in the body, without a doubt. In the chakra system, if you're familiar with that, the heart chakra is also very important, and it has no negativity in it, in its energy. So either the heart is shut down or it's expressing love. Statistically, the rarest form of cancer is cancer of the heart. So you can see the positivity of the heart. It's something that we really have to have awe for and great reverence. Now, according to Dr. Brad, 80% of people have a heart wall. And it's pretty much borne out by my experience, too. I would definitely agree with that, about 80%. And it's really something that it's great to work with. It's great to clear up. It'll make a huge difference in your life. Moving right along, there's the chart of trapped emotions. And this is our basic tool that we use. It's a chart, and that would be included in the free download from Dr. Brad. And it's a chart of 60 trapped emotions divided into two columns and six rows. So that means that there's 12 squares of five. And in each column and row, I'll give an example of column A, row 1, which is connected to the heart. These are emotions that affect the heart the most. So there's five in column A, row 1. There's trapped emotion of abandonment, of betrayal, forlorn, lost, and love unreceived. So when we're working, we basically use the chart and we're trying to identify one of those emotions. So we find out through the muscle test if it's something in column A, row 1. We go down the five and then we find out which one it is. So we find that, let's say it's love unreceived, and that the subconscious is ready to release that. We could find out, we can ask a few more questions like, where is it located? It's interesting sometimes. So let's say it's located in around the heart. And then we can ask what age it was trapped at too. So let's say it was trapped at age 6. So then we have love unreceived from age 6. It's located in the heart. And then almost certainly at that point, with that information, we're ready to release it. So then it gets released, as we discussed last week, by working with the governing meridian. The governing meridian moves up the spine. It's energy that moves up the spine. And then once we have consciously identified the trapped emotion, we bring it to the surface, because our intention is to release this energy. So the intention to release is where we start. The subconscious provides us with the information that there's love unreceived from age 6 ready to be released. And at that point, the energy starts to move up the meridian. And then we go against that. We go down. We go from the forehead over the top of the head, either with a magnet or with our hand. And we basically deflect the energy out of the field and into the universe as neutral energy. So it ceases to exist as a trapped emotion in that person's energy field. It just moves out harmlessly. So that's the procedure that we use. Like there's no trauma. I have not seen anybody be traumatized by the release of trapped emotions. We don't relive the experience. We may remember it. We don't need to remember the experience, but we're just dealing with the energy as it sits today. The energy that I'm holding, that love unreceived from age 6, I've held it for all these years. So that's in my energy field now. We're releasing it now. We're not going back to relive the experience. So in a very gentle way, and not only that, we don't have to reveal what it was about. The client doesn't have to talk, and I don't want to know the details. It doesn't help anything for us to know that. So we don't ask any information about what happened to you at 6. No, we're just releasing the energy from that time. There may be a period of fatigue or maybe a little bit of emotional sensitivity after a session. So we can find out what the processing time is. So there's something that I do at the end of a session is I ask how long it will take the individual to process the session. And the average is 1 day. Sometimes it's as little as 8 hours. So I just advise them to take it easy for that period of time because the whole energetic landscape is reshaping after the release. So that's the effect of it. You know, it's a great release. It's healthy. You feel a weight off, obviously, and you've just released some negativity that was not doing you any good that you weren't really aware of. So I've pretty much described the how the process works and the relationship between the practitioner and the client. It's a very gentle interaction. It's not we're not asking for the story. We don't want to hear the person's story. We just want to help them in the moment with that release. And a person can come back as much or as little as they want. You know, people deal with it in their own way, in their own time. And there's no hurry for this. The energetic landscape is always, there's always energy in there. Some people are more motivated to get clear, sooner rather than later. And that's great because the results start to show up in your life as you get clear, as your energy gets more positive and you're sending out more positivity. You do receive that positivity in your life. It comes back to you. So that's the overview of the emotion code. And if you have any questions that I didn't answer, we can talk about that at a future time. Send me an email. My email address is info@heartfreedom.ca. info@heartfreedom.ca. And that's my preferred way to receive communication. It makes it a lot easier for everybody to manage their time. And one more question that has come up is how does this done at a distance? Because as I said last week, I do a lot of my work on Skype. So the explanation for it is simply that whether I'm working with you in the same room or whether you're across the world, the energy, we still link up by our intention. We're still able to join in that intention to heal. And I basically act as the surrogate for you. I'm at my end, clearing on your behalf as we release the trapped emotions. So I like to work live online with you, with the client. That's my favorite method. So it works distantly. And Wayne Dyer has a story about being healed at a distance that is really beautiful. He had leukemia diagnosis about 3 years ago, and he had a distant healing in the last year, and he just knew that it had worked, and he felt great. He literally felt transformed, and I just heard him relate that experience, and it's really a beautiful story. So the distance doesn't really matter. What is key here is the intention. And I am very grateful to have this healing work come into my life and be able to share it with other people. So we're going to go to break. And I want to remind you again that if you'd like a free session, you can email me at info@heartfreedom.ca. Just say that you've heard me on Voice America and you'd be interested in my offer of a free session for 3 listeners. So I thank you for listening, and we'll go to break now.
the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Do you dream of living your life to the fullest? Are you open to the possibility that what is missing from your life may be related to beliefs, programs, and emotional energy trapped inside you? Heart Freedom offers individual sessions with energetic healer Chris Chimbers to help you release the unwanted energy that holds you back. Let your heart become an active player in your life. Energetic healing is discreet, gentle, and gets results. Beautiful dreams come true when your heart's powerful energy is working to make them real. Would you like to free your heart and experience life without emotional baggage? Visit our website at www.heartfreedom.ca and book your appointment today. The life you've dreamed of is within your reach. Take that step and visit heartfreedom.ca today.
Tune into the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Healing from the Heart. To reach Chris Chimbers or today's guest, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll free 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to info@heartfreedom.ca. Now, back to Healing from the Heart.
Hi, and welcome back to Healing from the Heart with Chris Chimbers on Voice America. Today, we've been looking at how the emotion code works. And I told you that Dr. Brad Nelson will be my guest next week, live on the air. And we'll welcome questions. So if you have a question today, I would be happy to hold on to it, and we'll present it to him next week. I mentioned that he has a free download of an introduction to the emotion code. So if you're curious, it's a free download on drbradleynelson.com. And the offer is right there. He's a wonderful healer. He's a pioneer in energy medicine, and we can't say enough about him. He's also has a method called the body code, which is the outgrowth of the emotion code. The emotion code is part of the body code, and the body code looks at even more areas that may need healing than the emotional. And I'm also certified in that method. And that's another miraculous healing method, in my opinion. I've seen some great things happen with that. So, a couple more things. So, we're pretty much finished with the emotion code overview. I may mention, too, that it also works with animals. It does wonders for animals, because animals are emotional creatures, too. They're and they respond very, very well to this. I think the fastest results come when we work with animals. It just makes your animal so much more fun to live with, because they're over those quirks and those little traumas which everybody gets. I have a rescue dog myself, and I worked with her in the first few months, and she's the most loving pet. She's a real joy. As I said, today we're doing a magazine format, so I have another book I'd like to recommend. You may have heard of Doreen Virtue. She's a writer about angels. She's written many, many books. Her whole work is about angels. But a few years ago, she came up with a book called Angel Words, And it talks about our speech and the words that we use and the vibrations that the words that we use send out there. And I found it fascinating because when we use profanity, this has a very negative energy, with not only that we send out, but also that we receive from using those words. So if you're at all sensitive and you hear certain kinds of music which use a lot of that, or even people talking, you know, you find yourself kind of wincing. It's because it's affecting your vibration. It's coming at you sort of as an attack. And it's not that great. But she's able to show you how the vibrational quality of words. So there's a lot of little graphs here which are very interesting. It's a great book. It's a small book. Angel Words. It's called Visual Evidence of How Words Can Be Angels in Your Life. And the point being that you really want to look at the words that you speak, because that's more important than the words that you hear. The words that I generate are affecting my vibration very, very strongly. I may have a reaction to what I hear, but it's far more powerful what I say. So positive words. And I found that when I started to change my vocabulary like that, I consciously started to work on my vocabulary and cleaning it up and using positive words. I found that it had an effect on my thoughts too. So by working with the words, you actually get to the thoughts, and the thoughts become more positive too. It was a nice little find. Angel Words by Doreen Virtue with Grant Virtue, her son. She actually has enlisted her son in her work, which I find beautiful. One more thing I'd like to talk about, and that was my experience of walking a labyrinth a couple of weeks ago. I was at a retreat center in Ontario called Five Oaks, and they have a beautiful labyrinth outside. It's done in stone and with grass pathways. The labyrinth is 40 feet in diameter, and in case you don't know, labyrinths were used in really prehistory. We don't know exactly how old they are, because we have examples of them that go back thousands of years, back to Crete is the called the classical labyrinth. It's a fairly simple one. And then there's the labyrinth on the floor of Chartres Cathedral, which is a far more intricate one. And a labyrinth has a meandering pattern, so that we walk the pattern. And a labyrinth is different than a maze, because the labyrinth, there's only one way to go. The labyrinth and maze are sometimes used interchangeably, but the maze is designed to confuse, whereas the labyrinth is a tool for meditation. So we walk through it. And we find our way to the center. So we follow this winding path, and we finally reach the center, at which point we look for an answer to a question, or we can meditate, and we can be very centered in that space. And then you turn around, and you follow the path back out to the entry point. So it's a beautiful experience, and my experience was wonderful. It can also be, you can have the labyrinth design on a paper, and you can trace it with your finger. And this has a very calming effect on the mind to do this. It's a great experience. I recommend it to anyone to give it a try. You can find the labyrinth designs online and print them out quite easily. I highly recommend it. It's been rediscovered. We're not sure exactly the origins of it either, but it seems to have popped up in many different areas of the world. So it's on my highly recommended list. I had a request to read, again, Marianne Williamson's little essay on our deepest fear. So here we go again. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. As I mentioned, Dr. Brad will be my guest next week on the body code. And I would just like to give a brief bio of the man. He's the developer of the most advanced form of energy medicine, the body code. He's one of the world's foremost experts in bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. His best-selling book, The Emotion Code, helps people all over the world to improve their lives by ridding themselves of their imbalancing emotional baggage. He graduated with honors as a chiropractor in 1988, became a practicing holistic physician, specializing in chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. He retired from active practice in 2004. For the past 24 years, Dr. Nelson has lectured internationally on the healing of chronic and incurable diseases through energy work and restoring balance to the six key elements of health in the body. And I'm honored to have him coming on the show next week. So we've looked at the emotion code today. I've mentioned Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, and Doreen Virtue, Angel Words. I've mentioned about labyrinths, how if you have a chance to walk one or even trace one, that would be a great thing to do. And I've also mentioned that we have three free sessions with myself. If you would like to participate in that, send me an email at info@heartfreedom.ca, and I will select three people on Monday, and I will contact them, and we'll do free sessions. My website is www.heartfreedom.ca. For more information, how to contact me, if you'd like to work with me, it will be my pleasure to talk to you and work with you. I'd like to finish today with a nice guided meditation. So I invite you to sit down quietly, relax, and close your eyes, and take a deep breath. And imagine yourself sitting in the most pleasant place you can imagine. It may be outside. Imagine yourself sitting there, relaxed. And imagine someone is coming to see you. Someone that you love very deeply. It may be a loved one. It may be a teacher. It may be a guide. Whoever you imagine. Imagine that person coming up to you and sitting there in front of you. And you're seated now facing this person. And there's this great feeling of love coming from them and from you to them. And you sit there, acknowledging each other happily. And the person has a box in their hand, and they hand it to you. It's a little wooden box. And it's a gift for you. And you open the box, and inside there's a golden heart. And you can feel the energy from this golden heart. And they're telling you that it's yours. And you hold it to your chest, and you bring it inside yourself. And you feel it beating. This is your new heart, a heart of love. Experience how that feels, the energy of this loving heart beats now in your chest, energizing you. And you thank this person in front of you for this beautiful gift. And feel now your energy all through your body, transformed into loving energy. It moves up your spine through all the chakras, filling you with love. What a gift. And thank the person who gave you this gift. Take a deep breath and know that it is yours now. Your heart has been freed to give and receive love. And now slowly open your eyes and come back to the present where you are. And I thank you for sharing this exercise and sharing this time with me. It's my pleasure to bring this material to you every week. Healing is such a gift to give and to receive. And this is what we do on Healing from the Heart every week on Voice America. I invite you to come and listen next week to my guest, Dr. Brad. And I thank you for sharing with me. And remember, you can always email me at info@heartfreedom.ca. This is Chris Chimbers. The show is Healing from the Heart on Voice America. Have a healing and energetic week.
Appreciate you joining us this week on Healing from the Heart. Please join your host, Chris Chimbers, again next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have an energetic and healing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.